Summertime and the living. Good morning, Oroville and the rest of the world. You are listening Oroville News, and today is Monday, 2nd of May, with 33 degrees Celsius here in Oroville, hazy sunshine, and weather forecast for today says very warm with times of clouds and sun, and partly cloudy and very warm over the night. We can expect temperatures from low of 28 to high of 37, with heat index on 44 degrees Celsius. Humidity on 87% right now, and maximum ultraviolet index will be extreme 10. Southerly winds at 15 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is running crescent, illuminated on 26%. If you have missed yesterday World Laughter Day at Africa House, you can still join them at a Sustainable Livelihood Institute from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. to celebrate peace and unity through laughter with Fif, Hamish, Daria and Lourdes. And here's a short excerpt from the interview from yesterday's World Laughter Day.
Yeah, people from around the world are laughing together for world peace. So we're sending a wave of laughter everywhere. 70, 80 countries that are participating in this. I'm a medical clown, and I use laughter in a lot of therapeutic things that I do. And we've discovered that laughter helped a girl who was paralyzed. We've done stuff with people with cancer, with arthritis, with so many different ailments. And here in this area, laughter reduces stress. We have the highest suicide rate, and when we find
In Oroville we have the highest suicide rate
in the villages. And so when we laugh, it dispels that, and it helps to bring people together. So that's one of the key reasons why I'm doing it. In education
we do have and the children, particularly teachers, they get more stressed. Students also, they get more stressed due to the academic examination,
pressure
on that. This laughter helps them to reduce their stress level, and also gives more peace, and it also helps them their concentration and happy fun.
So you use that laughter yoga in school regularly?
Not kind of every week. So we have a monthly program in the school, out in schools. In Pichanikulam we do have a laughter exercise in the schools. It really helps, not only the teachers, students.
What about the Rovillians? Do they laugh?
Yes.
They do?
They did more.
But you're laughing, Mary. You're a Rovillian.
We want to bring this laughter exercise before, you know, all the meetings happening in Oroville.
On Sunday, 8th of May, between 6 to 7 p.m., we are invited to Amphitheatre in Mathur to sing Mother's Mantra Om Namo Bhagavate with Joanne Jivatman on guitar, which they will be guiding the chanting. Everyone is welcome to join chanting or just be. But they're asking us not to take photos, and guests should carry their aura card. I know that the gardens is open only for this moment at the Amphitheatre. On Wednesday, 4th of May, at 2 p.m. at Oroville Botanical Gardens, we can play with natural colors from our garden with Kira, a German volunteer, who will take us into the world of natural colors. You will learn the process of extracting colors from different local plants and dyeing fabric and paper. If you want to join them, you need to book in advance because they have limited places, so email them at wisniewski.kira@gmail.com. Our kids are really enjoying ATB sessions, and here's the good news for the rest of us that in May there would be ATB open to all in Pitanga, 4 sessions of ATB in Pitanga with Rosa. And in those sessions we'll be working 2x2, and the aim would be to bring consciousness to the body and to relax. And the dates would be today, 2nd of May, Thursday 5th, Monday 9th and Thursday 12th of May, from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. and on Thursday between 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. When we're supposed to bring comfortable clothes. Then he'll spread your wings and Sardara is initiative from Oro Campus Initiative team, launching a 14-week semester program starting on 1st of August, offering youth of India an opportunity and learning space for self-discovery and holistic action. About this program, we will hear more in this week with interview with Lalit. This pilot program is being organized in supportive spirit with Sarah, and many resource persons from Oroville will be part of this journey. And accessible for all, our new bus service, I would like to inform you that it's not necessary to do any booking to use the bus. Enjoy the trips to Pondi freely. One way, 45 rupees, and 10 way card pass is 420. You can get the card pass at Town Hall, at Aspiration or at Aspiration Financial Service. The booking is requested just for those who are wheelchair users or with heavy reduced mobility to be picked up in their community. And check the image for the schedule. And we would like to remind you again, the city transport is now free within city area. They've been operating a quick pickup and drop shuttle service for last 3 years. The trips beyond city area will still be chargeable as before. Timings between 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and we can contact them on 262-2611 or 94-876-50951. And here's an overview of summer opening times as collected from News and Notes and Orinet. Freak store in the summer months May and June will be open only in the mornings as usual, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Sante, during the months of May and June, we work only in the news camera schedule as some of their doctors and therapists will be out of station, so it will be open between 8:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. from Monday to Saturday. Jolly Kimbap will be closed during December from 18th of April until July. Well Cafe will be closed from May 1st for summer renovation and they will reopen on June 6th. TDC office, the office members are going for an annual tour. And subsequently, the office will be closed on Friday 6th and Saturday 7th of May. Resident service summer opening timings for May and June will be from Monday to Friday mornings, only from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and then will be closed in afternoon starting from May 1st. They will come back to their regular timings from July onward. And Nandini opening hours for May and June, Tuesday to Saturday between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. only, and Taylor will be there in May, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Goyo's Silent Korean restaurant in Luminosity will be open only on Saturdays for lunch with a different vegetarian menu during the summer. Sola Kitchen and Laterals remain closed on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays 6, 7 and 8 of May as they are going on their annual tour trip. WhatsApp Cafe reopens on May 3rd and summer timings will be between 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. and will be closed on Mondays. Variety programs and guest house will be closed for summer break from May 1st to June 30th. Integral Health, Classic Homeopathy, Hypnotherapy, Midwifery, Childcare, Coaching, Summertime, Sigrid and Inga are out of station till July, Peter from mid to May, October, and Sigrid is available for follow-ups by email. Mylar has done several training in homeopathy and provides homeopathic first aids plus keeping up the clinic, providing follow-up remedies and PC remedies, first aid kits and etc. You can reach her on 95-8501-2007. And also the news and notes will take 2 week break this summer, so there will be no publication on the 21st and 28th of May. At Cinema Paradiso, today they will screen Indian biography Romance at 8 p.m. It's Your Moiden, made in India in 2015 by writer and director S.C. Vimal. Tomorrow we will see in Potpourri documentary drama Taxi Tehran, made in Iran 2015 by writer and director Jafar. On Wednesday they will screen interesting documentary The Yes Men Are Revolting, made in Denmark, France, Germany in 2014 by director Laura Nix Jock. From the Letters on Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, Wideness and calmness are the foundation of the yogic consciousness and the best condition for inner growth and experience. If a wide calm can be established in the physical consciousness, occupying and feeling the very body and all its cells, that can become the basis for its transformation. In fact, without this wideness and calmness, the transformation is hardly possible. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on OroVilleRadio.org. It's a summertime affair.